Come morning, the nurse enters the chambers to dress Juliet for the wedding. She discovers the beloved child in her very own bed, as if dead. The face a mask of deathly paleness, no sign of breath on her lips. Mourning casts its cloak over the house of the Capulets. Though Juliet, who once shed so many a tear, now lies still on a funeral bier. And on that bier, she is carried to the family tomb. Fraught with care at his planned success, Lawrence escorts the funeral. Lying in state, entombed by darkness, Juliet now awaits her Romeo. Upon which, the friar sends his career to Mantua, together with a fervent prayer to heaven.
What makes you pause, Master William?
It's to fan the flames of suspense, Miss Anne, and because I do need a sip of water.
I'll fetch you a cup from the kitchen downstairs.
No, Miss Anne, that's not...
The proper English way when a lady is at the gentleman's service, and one of rank for a mere commoner to boot.
I didn't want...
Whether you want to or not, William, your influence here in this house is more than meager. For that very reason, you shall speak with my brother on my behalf.
And what shall I say to him, my lord?
That he ought to think of his future rather than fritter it away. And do let him know that his future is edging closer.
What sort of future are you speaking of? And what does it imply for your brother?
Whatever I'm speaking of holds no significance. In contrast, my brother's role does.
But how am I to convince your brother if I don't know what you're talking about?
You're not supposed to convince him at all. Merely leave him in peace with your arrant nonsense.